The 22nd annual New York in Bloom takes place this weekend at the New York State Museum in Albany, New York. The event is a fundraiser benefiting the museum's educational programs for children, which is very cool. Garden Club members, professional designers, interior designers, and floral enthusiasts from the Capital District and beyond create unique floral arrangements that complement and interpret the museum's permanent and temporary exhibitions. It will be a splash of spring color to what looks to be a chilly February weekend. Visitors can view several demonstrations on Saturday and Sunday about gardening, design, and creating floral arrangements. There will also be free children's art activities on Friday at 11 to noon and 1 to 2. A flower market will be open in the lobby area on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for you to bring a little spring home as well. Here now to tell us more is Mark Schamming, director of the New York State Museum. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I am well.
Wonderful. That's, you know, we touched on this the last time you were here about this event, and I was talking to Ray this morning during the news. I knew this took place. I did not realize that you were in your 22nd year.
Yeah, it goes fast.
Yeah. So this really has been
it's a tradition.
A very traditional event for the museum, isn't it?
It is. And I think when it first started, there was a few other museums and places that, you know, in the middle of winter were bringing flowers in and having these terrific programs. And it was thought to be a way to benefit the great education programs in the museum and for an incredible destination in February when everyone has a little cabin fever.
So just the number, I mean, yeah. of how many people, of how many arrangements there are, but it's in the hundreds.
Yes. So this year, and I think it's about 150 this year, including the one in the lobby, which we'll talk about, which is enormous. So given that, there's thousands of flowers around the museum and all the exhibitions. Every gallery is open. It's a great time to come. This new exhibition, we just opened a new exhibition at West Gallery. Seneca Ray Stoddard is up through Sunday. So every gallery is open and full of incredible artifacts and exhibitions and flowers as well.
Does it smell like a funeral home or what?
It smells like spring to me.
Orchids tend to go
to the funeral side for me, but it definitely smells like flowers. The museum is very warm, but they actually turned the temperature down about 5 degrees tonight to make sure the flowers do okay. But we'll have 20 to 25,000 people through the museum over the next couple
days. So
the heat will be right up there. It's a great scene.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So they're all throughout the museum.
Yes.
Then that you litter them throughout the exhibits, and then you can see them as you're meandering through the museum.
Yeah. So you know what happens? The designers come through and look ahead of time. They get an idea of what's in the gallery, what are the exhibitions, and they theme them. So they make references often, not always, to artifacts and exhibitions in the museum. And then there's the lobby, which is a singular, enormous installation by itself. That's a traffic stopper.
And this year, that is what?
Well, David Michael Schmidt from Renaissance Floral Design came in, and he did a major piece last year. We brought out objects from the collection. These happen never to have been on an exhibit before. There's an 1800s horse-drawn hearse. There's a spinning wheel.
Oh, so I wasn't far off in my funeral
giant,
home.
No, and this has seemed about fairy tale, once upon a time.
Oh, okay.
So you think of Cinderella and Snow White, and he is going floor to ceiling with lights and flowers. It's an art installation, and it looks great from the street. It looks unbelievable from the inside. And he's there today installing that. So if people come by, they'll actually see him doing it. And by tonight, it'll be ready to go. It's spectacular. And he's got tremendous amount of energy and just a great guy.
How does it end up being a fundraiser? So for when you actually come to the museum, the museum is typically free, of course.
Right.
So how does that
throughout the year, it's free. You know, we accept donations at the door, and people often do so. This is the only ticketed entrance event we do. And it's $5 admission, and children 12 and under are free. And you know, some of that goes to paying, supporting the weekend. We have a flower market, and that raises a little bit of money and so on and so well. And what the money does is it goes towards our educational programs for children. There's an after-school club and a summer enrichment programs throughout the year. So this benefits that. And the kids are in the museum working the programs with us. So it's, you know, I think people come because they want to see great exhibitions and a beautiful program, but they also feel good about contributing to the educational enterprise of the museum.
When I would think when you get people, I don't know, there's something about flowers that just make you feel better. I think,
you know,
especially this time of
yes.
year,
you know, you have hope.
You need it, right? Yeah. There's yeah. a little hope. There's something. I saw a robin over the weekend. That made my day. I was excited. So, when you look at an event like this, I assume your numbers. You've seen your numbers increase over
yes.
time. Yeah, I mean, it becomes bigger every year.
Yeah, it does. And this is a particularly big week. School's out.
Right.
And we had programs all week long, as we do through the weekend for yeah. kids, and drop-in programs. The Skylab is out, and table projects throughout the museum. And so, but this weekend, of course, you know, we get a huge uptick in the number of attendance. So whenever we have, you know, a week off of school, we program for it. And I was thinking today, our attendance for this week, just this week, is as large as some of our smaller museum friends have all year round. I mean, it's enormous, and it's just such a fun scene to be there with so many people.
How much of setting up coming up with a program, really anything, given that so many kids do come to the museum, given that I don't want to say mandated, but it is. It's a part of many curriculum. It is part of many schools yes. to visit the museum. Mm-hmm. It is a field trip that kids for generations remember going to the New York mm-hmm. State Museum.
Yeah.
So do you keep that in mind when planning things just in general?
Do you mean exhibitions or
everything we do? I mean, that sort of has to be at the bottom of it, that we're always appealing to
well. First
kids.
Of all, we're under the State Education Department.
Yeah.
So we're...
You're always educated. Right.
Literally under the Board of Regents. And
right.
everything we do has a very strong educational core to it.
Yeah.
The Empire State and the Civil War exhibition, the Emancipation Proclamation, every art exhibition we do. You know, we see about 50,000 school kids a year come in with teachers for tours with our staff. We do pre-visit material. So... teachers know, and they talk about, they use the museums as a platform for teaching. So everything we do, and that's a good question, we think about all visitors in mind. When you do an exhibition, you write in a hierarchical way. You want to make sure kids in grade school come away with something.
Right.
And that the expert does as well. And it's the wonderful challenge of what we do. And I think people learn very differently with real artifacts, the real thing, in a museum setting than they do in a classroom. I mean, it's part of, I think... educational life. And in New York, we're fortunate to have such a tremendous history and collections and you know, museums across state doing this.
Every time I go to the museum, I'm always amazed by how well you move groups through. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got that down,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do every day in the museum. Buses pull up to the back door.
Right.
The kids come out. We have a special area where they get an orientation. We actually have objects on exhibit up there about different parts of the state. And they're led and guided through the museum. And then for the average visitor that comes in, they come to the desk and we route them around the floor to make sure they see the things they want to see. It's 100,000 square feet on the first floor, which is enormous. The exhibitions we do take, you know, Civil War was in the planning for over 2 years.
Yeah.
There's an art exhibit that just opened that's been in planning for about a year, the Eugene Ludens exhibition and
yes.
so on. So we're always at some point of planning and welcoming people in the door at any given moment.
Because, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, but, you know, sometimes when you go down to the museum and you see a bunch of buses, you're oh, boy. And,
the lobby can get a little loud.
What's this going to be? But I'm always amazed by how you move and distribute
yeah.
things, and you're like, oh, well, I can find my place, and it's great
yep.
to see the kids there and enjoying and learning, and every once in a while you can dip in and hear what
there's
they're saying.
There's always something
and,
to move
yeah.
to. You know, you go in the 9/11 exhibit, there's always people in there.
Absolutely.
And I notice they tend to be hushed when they're in that gallery.
Yeah.
They're always in Native Peoples of New York, the great dioramas that we do. And then the special exhibits in Civil War and so on.
You know, you mentioned the 9/11 exhibit. You were such an integral part of that, and we're down there so often in the recovery and obtaining items, and we're part of that from,
yep.
you know, from the very beginning. And you have to, I assume, now look at that and have some pride as to how that all turned out.
Well, yeah. I'm very proud of how it turned out. What's a couple of really interesting things to me when I'm in that gallery now. You see, young people in there who weren't even born
right.
when that happened.
Yeah.
You have 10-year-olds. So it's really important, I think, to keep telling the story of what happened. That's one thing. And the other thing is that, you know, over time, I think, turns from the sacred to the historical. And we're somewhere in the middle of that still, that you see people come in. And for those of us who lived through that moment, it's, you know, we still have the sense of all the loss and that kind of thing. Yet it's moved to such an important moment of history in American and world history. So that's interesting to me as well, as it kind of goes from the threshold from the sacred to the
And you have many circle. More objects that aren't even on display.
Yes.
Right?
For, mm-hmm.
that...
We're the largest repository in the country of material from the World Trade Center.
So a lot of the things that yes. tours throughout the country.
So we have the touring exhibitions that go around the state and the country. We also have much in storage. We're about to bring in several more objects from the Port Authority that they're finally turning over to us. A piece of the North Tower antenna, for instance, some things from the Warner Brothers and the shops and the concourse that we didn't have. So it's interesting. It still goes on. You know, a week doesn't go by where I'm not talking to somebody still that had something to do with 9/11 and the project here and in New York. And there's the great museum's going to open there at some point.
Yeah.
And so on. So I think it's going to be with us for a while.
It is New York in Bloom is the exhibit that is taking place this weekend. It happens, begins tomorrow, and goes through Saturday and Sunday. And it's an incredible exhibit and an incredible event, as we said, just an Albany tradition. The New York State Museum's 22nd annual New York in Bloom fundraiser takes place Friday, February 22nd through this Sunday, the 24th. And to learn more, you can go to nysm.nysed, that's New York State Museum dot New York State Education Department, nysm.nysed.gov, and find out more information. But if you just put in New York State Museum, it'll pop right up as well.
Yes.
Mark Schamming is the director of the New York State Museum. Mark, it is always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful time smelling the flowers.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.